This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, and welcome to Flipping the Switch. My name is Suze, and it is my absolute delight to be your host for the next hour, where we look at some things in your world that you would like to have repatterned. I'm the developer of the Belief Repatterning Technique, which you can find out more about at www.beliefrepatterning.com. And today we're going to look at crazy making questions. We had a look at that last week, and we're going to, you know, there's so many crazy making questions in our world that we just, you know, we ask them, let me define a crazy making question for you. You know, those questions that there's not really an answer for that's going to be supportive. Or there might be an answer that's going to be supportive, but you just can't find it. It's completely elusive to you. And it makes you crazy when you keep asking that question over and over again. So that's what we're going to be looking at today. We're going to focus on the crazy making questions that pull us off center. When we get caught up in the who, what, when, where, why, we forget to just be. And when you don't know which way to turn or what to do, when the crazy making questions are having their way, that's the exact time to ask yourself, how would I rather be in this moment? And then do one small thing in the direction of the feeling that you want to create. It's a practice that supports and liberates you. And we're going to repattern together. And we have a caller from Revelstoke, BC, and it's Jackie. Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks. How are you today?
Just fine. You're the Jackie that I know from Revelstoke. Have we met?
I don't think so, but I've heard about you from people
okay.
in Revelstoke. Yeah.
Well, why I'm having this little kind of wow, because just to let listeners know, Revelstoke is a tiny little place. Like there's 10,000 people?
Around 8,000, yeah.
8,000, yeah. It's a tiny little place in the mountains. And I was actually, this morning I woke up and I thought, I need to phone the folks in Revelstoke and see if they're still interested in me coming and doing a course there this summer because I'm driving through.
Yes, I would totally be interested.
And so I thought, I've got to phone them today, and it was on my list of things to do. And then here you are phoning, and I'm going, Jackie, I don't remember that name, but maybe I do know her. So hi.
Well, you can put me on your list. No problem. You can put me on your list if you do come. I'd love to meet with you.
Absolutely. We'll do that. So how can I be supportive of you today in you know, getting some of those crazy making questions out of the way?
Yeah, for sure. Well, this might be a bit different, but I've had pretty intense allergies and asthma symptoms this summer, and I've never had any of the symptoms before. Like, I've never had asthma before. And I work in a bakery, so in a coffee shop bakery, so there's lots of flour in the air, and it really irritates me. And it brings up a lot of fear because I'm afraid of, you know, these symptoms I've never had before. So I was wondering if you can pattern around that or.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
And it's interesting, you know, I often get the question, can we repattern around allergies? And what I'm going to do this with is just, let's just use the crazy making question about why is this happening?
Exactly. And
where did
if,
it come from?
What is going to happen? What if I can't breathe or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, what if I can't breathe? Okay, it's like if you can't breathe, you're going to die. Okay, so we can worry about it. Or we can, you know, so that's the quick answer, and I don't mean to be flippant about it, mm-hmm. but it's like those are those crazy making questions that just get your mind in that little whirl spin that make it hard to deal with anything else.
Yeah, and I just would love to switch that thinking into something more positive. I liked your belief repatterning statement today. Would I rather be in a I choose to be in a place of fear or a place of love, and that choosing love is where I want to be.
Great. Well, and let me just mention for people that are listening, they're going to go, what statement today? Because they haven't heard me say that today. What Jackie's referring to is that there is a 365 repattern app that you can get for your smartphone, and it's available on Android platform, BlackBerry, Apple, iPhone, all of those platforms. And what I do is I send out a word each day, and I just hadn't got to telling people what the word was for today. So the word for today was choice. And then I used a paraphrase of a quote from Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, which is, you know, we can live our lives from fear or we can live our lives from love. And we have that free choice. And so let's move you into a place of love around this stuff. So there's about five awesome. Things going on right now, Jackie. And one of them is that I want to just let people know that allergies are absolutely something that you can repattern. Now, does it mean it will go away completely? No, it may or it may not. Okay. One of the challenges, physical challenges that I had when I was younger was that I was pretty much allergic to everything. In the old days, they used to give these little scratch tests up your arm, and pretty much all of the 90 things they tested me for reacted. And so
I've had that done actually. Yeah.
Okay. Do they still do it?
Yeah. Well, I'm 21, and when I was in my teenage years, they did it to me. Yeah.
Okay. There you go. So did you have a lot of things come up then?
Yeah, but I didn't think I was allergic to them. But
exactly. Okay, so what it is that you're showing a sensitivity to it, and it just means it's not, your body's not processing it well. And the reason your body's not processing it well is because it's got other stuff going on. So when we repattern the emotional pieces of it and the blocked thinking patterns, then all of that energy is now available to the physical body to do other things with. Okay?
Awesome.
So does that make some sense?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so let's just find out what's going on here for her. What, for people who are listening and aren't familiar, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to tap in and find out what the energy is that's keeping her stuck. Now, have you've read the book and are fairly familiar with my work, Jackie?
Yes, I've read half the book. I keep going slowly through it, but yes.
And you know, it's that kind of a book. I mean, you can read it straight through, but it really is intended as a dip in as you need it kind of book. Okay. Yes. So let's just, first part of the alphabet, second. I have another booklet that I use just to find out what the exact energy is. We could just use that icky stuff, but let's see if we can find it exactly what it is. K-L-M-N-O-P-Q. And when I get the word, please do not take it personally. It's the energy that's stuck. Okay. It's not you. It's okay. Okay. So interestingly enough, the word, this is a, you know, 65 page book with probably 30 or 40 words per page in a listing. And the word that came up is questioning. Which is interesting because we're talking about crazy making questions. So what's the opposite of questioning? Knowing, trusting, believing.
Reassuring.
How do you feel once you're reassured?
It's just like I'm confirming that everything is right now is fine and all right. It's reassuring, I guess.
Reassuring. Does she feel calm? Does she feel centered? Does she feel grounded? Does she feel balanced? There we are, balanced. Okay, so I'm going to ask you on the left-hand side of the page to put a down arrow and put the word questioning.
Okay.
And then draw a column down the middle, the line down the middle, and on the other side of questioning, put balance.
Okay. Got it.
All right. So I forgive myself for believing that questioning the stuff around the allergies helps. It doesn't.
I forgive myself for believing that questioning the stuff around the allergies helps. It doesn't.
Okay, and breathe that in. I forgive myself for believing that the way things are is the way they have to stay.
I forgive myself for believing that the way things are is the way they have to stay.
I don't like that feeling, and I choose to let it go.
I don't like that feeling, and I choose to let it go.
Okay, what's a monkey say, if anything?
Nothing at the moment.
Okay, I give my body permission to be balanced.
I give my body permission to be balanced.
I give my mind permission to support my body in being balanced.
I give my mind permission to support my body in being balanced.
Okay. Okay, so far so good?
Yeah, so far so good.
Okay. I can question or I can create balance. I can't do both.
I can question or I can create balance. I can't do both.
I consciously choose.
I consciously choose.
Which one?
To create balance.
Good. Breathe that in. When I find myself questioning, I'll do something that creates balance.
When I find myself questioning, I'll do something that creates balance.
That's my choice.
That's my choice.
Okay, breathe that in. Okay, so what's something that creates balance? Make it simple.
Drinking water.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you do it intentionally. I'm drinking water to help my body and my mind create balance. Okay. You can, I mean, you can even, if you're at work and you can even just stand on one foot for 30 seconds and go, I'm creating balance right now. That's the balance I want in all parts of my body.
Awesome. Okay. That's what I needed is at work, I find it.
Yeah. Okay. So you could also at work do, you know, I don't know if you've got a scales there, but it's like, you know, that's in balance, or like, look where the balance is anywhere around you. So, you know, there's a perfect balance of, you know, yeast and flour in this mix, which creates the best possible result. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily have to be examples that apply directly to you and the allergies. Just look for balance. Cause what you're doing is, if you think about in your mind, you've got file folders. Okay. Uh-huh. You don't really, but imagine that you do. Okay. The one called balance is a bit empty.
Yeah,
so you
totally want to
fill it up with examples of just all kinds of examples, because the mind will make the connection. Okay. And so rather than trying to figure out and question what's causing the allergy, it's called create more balance.
Awesome.
The more balance that you create, then you will be more noticing when something is putting you out of balance, and you can go, okay, got it.
Okay.
That's what's putting me out of balance. Okay. Does that make some sense?
Yes. I like how simple it is, because I was in my mind trying to make it more complex.
I know. And that's what crazy making questions do, is they make it way more complex. And it's like, you know, it's not about figuring out the problem. It's about creating the solution.
That's right.
So and whenever there's something that comes up, exactly. Whenever there's something that comes up, it's how would I rather feel? Okay. Now I tested and we got balanced. You got reassured. Ultimately, you would have got to the place of balance. But when you think about it, if somebody reassures you, it brings balance back to your life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so it's just finding what that emotional energy is that your body is going, please, could I have some? Because when we have an allergic reaction, we literally have, you know, there's the expression, you know, it got up my nose. It means it's irritating me. There's something irritating. And so you want more balance. Creating the balance will then get you onto that right side of the line, where you can then go, oh, that's what was irritating.
Okay.
But when you're trying to answer the question from the downside of the line, you can't find the answer, which is what makes it crazy making.
Exactly. Okay.
Let's just finish off this repatterning quickly, okay?
Okay.
So we got as far as choice. So I am free to consciously create balance in my life.
I am free to consciously create balance in my life.
Okay, breathe that in.
Good.
I am free to create balance with ease. It's what I want.
I am free to create balance with ease. It's what I want. Yeah, what popped into my head was just the simplest little things. So, starting simple.
Yeah, okay. It's simple to create balance, and I'm free to do that.
It's simple to create balance, and I'm free to do that.
Monkey's okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay, so the next one is affirmation, which is where you look to find where you have balance already.
I have a pretty, I don't know if this makes sense, but I have a pretty good relationship with, like, the people around me. It's pretty balanced, like, with my little girl, and yeah.
I'm grateful to my friends. I'm grateful to
my daughter.
Okay, I'm grateful to my daughter. She brings balance to my life.
I'm grateful to my daughter. She brings balance to my life, definitely.
Okay, there you go. Breathe it in. I know what balance feels like, and I'm actively creating it
I know what balance feels like, and I'm actively creating it.
There you go. Breathe that in. Now, I'm sure that the listeners noticed, and you'll notice when you play back the show on the archives, your energy just shifted. I know. Yes. Bang. Dunk.
Yeah.
There. You were solidly there. Okay. And you can feel it. Okay.
I could feel it.
That's what I'm talking about in the book when I say feel into it. Okay. If it feels out of whack, instead of trying to figure out why is it out of whack, where did the other whack come from, how come I'm feeling out of whack, blah, 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 blah.
Exactly.
It's, how would I rather feel? What's the opposite of this feeling? How would I rather feel? And then go about creating that. So I'm actively creating balance in my life.
I'm actively creating balance in my life.
Okay. Monkey, have anything to say about that?
It's just that it just came up like I'm trying my best to, for sure, that I'm...
Okay.
Now I can see clearer. Yeah.
Right.
Not
and so,
everything is balanced, but...
Right. Okay. So I am increasing balance in those areas that I'm still... that I was questioning in. Okay. I'm increasing balance.
I am increasing balance.
In those areas where I used to question.
In those areas that I used to question or am questioning, yeah.
Well, I would like to say used to because it means up until this point.
Okay, yes,
okay. Because if you say am, it makes it very present and still being attended to. But if you say I used to do that, like up until now I was doing that, and now I'm creating balance. Okay, so, you know, you mentioned that you have a new job at the bakery, okay? The out-of-balance place, and I'm not asking you to divulge all your secrets here, but the out-of-balance place may be with your finances. So it might be, or with your work life, it might be saying, you know, I'm going to work today to create balance. Okay. So it may be in fact that you do quote unquote have an allergy to wheat, but it's getting under your skin or up your nose. Okay. It's bugging you because it's feeding the questioning that you've got around some other area. Okay. So the fact that it's happening at work, I just am taking a stab in the dark. It might be around your finances, but you know where it is. Okay. So, and you don't have to say, but just create, how do I create, you know, I'm creating balance. I'm going into work and creating balance. My relationships with the people I work with are, have a nice balance to them. And if one doesn't, how do I create balance there?
Okay.
How do I create balance in my life now that I'm working 8 hours a day or whatever the changes have been? Find the balance point in it. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Let's just double check. Is that one in? Yeah, balance is in. And so your homework is to just create balance, be conscious about balance, acknowledge where there is balance, expand the balance. And you may want to take that word and just write it, you know, on a mirror or on your window or on the flap of your visor of your car. Okay.
Yeah.
Just because you want it. That's whenever the questions come up, it's like, find an example of balance right now. And if I have to go stand on my foot, great.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you so much. It was great being able to talk to you, and hopefully we'll see you soon.
Well, I really appreciate you calling in, and I will send you an email following the show that'll give you a 40% off if you want to do a one-on-one with me. Okay. It just gives you a little code. Callers, anybody who calls in that I speak with gets a 40% off a one-on-one with me, and you can either use it for yourself or gift it to someone. Okay.
Awesome.
And if you want to do that, that's great. And I look forward to seeing you in Revelstoke next time I'm there.
Awesome. I look forward to it too. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too, Jackie. Thanks for calling in. We have a couple of other callers on the line. Diane is calling in from Ithaca, and I'm just going to say hi and find out what's going on and give you a little something to do, Diane, and then we're going to take a quick break. So, and Jen, who's on the line from Victoria, just hang tough. I will be with you. I'm going to get there. Okay. So Diane, can you hear me?
Hi, Suze.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm thrilled to talk to you. I've been listening to you for a while.
That's great. I'm thrilled to talk to you as well. Now, we have spoken before, I think. I recognize your name, don't I?
Through emails, something we've been working through, but this is the first time I'm calling in.
Okay, great. So that's, okay. I looked at that email and I went, I recognize that email. So great. How can I be supportive of you today, Diane?
Well, I think something that's been really ingrained is finally coming up to the surface. And I need your help with it.
Absolutely.
Basically, besides all the other stuff that gets ingrained when we're kids, I always heard that I'm selfish and self-centered. best thrower to the art of allowing and all the, you know, New Age stuff, that that we create our own reality. I recently heard something that resonated, that if you're a giver, you tend to attract receivers.
Mm-hmm.
And I've moved to a new area of the country, and I'm consciously working on, I don't want to be so much of a giver anymore, but I'm not receiving, and I'm feeling very isolated.
Okay.
And so
okay.
I'm feeling kind of stuck, and the monkey's saying, this morning the monkey's saying, I dare you to call in. You can't really change this.
You got a double dare monkey going on. That's great.
Yeah,
I'm so glad that
I'm also feeling that receiving is being weak and vulnerable. And I feel like this is like a big one. And if I can shake some things loose, it'll unravel some other things.
Absolutely. And that's what happens, is that whenever we shift one belief, they're all attached, right? They're all connected. It's kind of like the toes connected to the knees, connected to the hip.
Right.
So now, I'm going to just do a couple of things, and then I'm going to give you a little exercise to do while we are taking our break, okay?
Okay.
So,
got my paper, got my water.
Perfect. So I recognize that I am receiving by calling in today.
I recognize that I am receiving by calling in today.
I hadn't thought about it that way before.
I hadn't thought about it that way before.
Okay, bring that in. Is that true?
It was a little scary.
Yeah. Okay. I forgive myself for believing it has to be uncomfortable to receive.
I forgive myself for believing that it has to be uncomfortable to receive.
Okay, breathe that in. I recognize it's an old pattern, and I know where it came from.
I recognize it's an old pattern. And I know where it came from.
But I'm tired of it, and I choose to let it go.
I'm tired of it, and I choose to let it go. I already feel tears coming up.
Okay, good. I don't mean good that you feel tears coming up, but yes, we're releasing it, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I forgive myself for believing anyone told me that it was selfish and self-centered to receive.
I forgive myself for believing anyone told me that it's
selfish and self-centered
to receive.
Good, breathe that in.
And the monkey's saying, really?
Okay, so you're receiving right now, correct?
Yes.
But you are also giving me an opportunity to create an experience for a whole bunch of people, yourself included.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I have a need for people to phone so that I can work with them. So I need to receive that. And in order for that to happen, you needed to give me the gift of calling in. You give me the gift of calling in, then you receive back. Okay, so what's been happening, I suspect, in your life is that you've been giving, but your receiving muscles aren't, like, you don't have your catcher's mitt on.
Right, and I'm trying to make friends up here, and we exchange contact information, and I find that I'm still the one who's always initiating or following up.
Okay, so I give myself permission to receive more.
I give myself permission to receive more.
Okay, breathe that in. Okay, so you got the, it's like it's hard and it's scary. Okay, so that energetically, that's why it may not be happening. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break now. And what I'd like you to do while we're on the break is write down what you would like to receive. Okay?
Okay.
And so just make a list of what you would like to receive. I'm hearing you would like to receive friendship. Okay, so, but just write down the kinds of things that you'd want to receive. And when we come back in about 2 minutes, we're going to repattern the rest of it. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
All right. I'm Suze Casey, and this is Flipping the Switch. And we'll be back in 2 minutes. And you can actually grab a piece of paper and write down where you would like to receive more. We'll be right back. Are you ready to integrate belief repatterning into your everyday way of being? Discover effective ways to flip your switch between your own inner critic and inner coach. Changing your thoughts changes your behavior and creates the outcomes you desire personally, professionally, physically, and spiritually. Join me for the teleseminar. Over 3 weeks, you'll receive focused, individualized coached practice time, and we'll walk through the book. I'll support you with more practical suggestions. Your $99 investment also gives you access to our learning center and recordings of all the calls. For upcoming dates and to register, visit beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com, or call 403-286-9380. Learn how your inner thoughts and self-talk affects your behavior, your energy, and the energy of others. You can and will repattern anything you choose. If you spoke to your friends the way you speak to yourself, how many friends would you have? Most of us are very aware of the damage the words of others do to our perception of ourselves. But what we aren't as aware of is the severity of the damage we do to ourselves with the insistent chatter of our inner critic. More than the words of others, it is our own self-talk that determines our outcomes, whether success or stuck, in all areas of our lives. I'm Suze Casey, encouraging you to move through that old limiting self-talk with a one-on-one session. You'll find all our licensed practitioners on beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com. We all offer individual sessions and ongoing coaching programs. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Welcome back. And on that ad that we just ran, I was listening to it and realized that maybe some people are unaware that there is a group of practitioners. It's not just me that does this technique. I train people to do it, and I train people to do it for themselves. And then if they choose to, I help people learn how to become a practitioner. So all of our courses are offered online. However, if you would like to come to Calgary and join me, I'm doing an intensive weekend on the 22nd and 23rd of August. That's 23rd and 24th. Friday night is the Flipping Your Switch. And what we do there is we take the work that you've been reading about and listening about, and we make it really personal to you. And then on the 24th, Saturday, so the evening is a 3-hour course, the Flipping Your Switch from Inner Critic to Inner Coach is a 3-hour course where we just make it really real in your body. And then on the Saturday, if you choose to join us for that, is Beyond the Basics. And that's a full day. And by the end of the day, you are building your own patterns that are specific to you and that really resonate. The patterns that I give in the book are pretty generic because they needed to be. They needed to fit all kinds of people. But just as I take those patterns and make them really specific to the callers that call in, that's what you'll learn. So you are welcome to join me in Calgary, Alberta. We'd love to have you. We've got a beautiful location for the course. And Friday evening is the Flipping the Switch from Inner Critic to Inner Coach. And that's a $99 value. And then Beyond the Basics is Saturday, full day. And that's $4.99. But that also includes two follow-up one-on-one half-hour calls with me. And so you get that individual coaching, making sure that you've got it there, and you can ask all kinds of questions and get that put together. You do the two together, and it's $5.49. And Flipping the Switch is the prerequisite to the Saturday course. So hoping that there's some people that will join us. If you can't make it or don't have the ability to get to Calgary, it is beautiful. We're really close to Banff. We're about an hour away from Banff, Alberta, which is stunningly beautiful mountain park. If you can't make it, we do that online as well. And there is a Flip Your Switch online that's starting in September. And we just do that by telephone seminar. So let's get back to Diane from New York, who is learning how to receive. So do you have a list of the places where you would like to receive more, Diane?
Yes, I do.
And how did it feel as you were writing that down?
Well, it went from being like real practical things to deeper emotional connection things.
Okay.
So that was interesting to allow myself to open my heart up to myself more.
Nice. I recognize I just received that opening up.
I recognize that I just received that opening up.
Good. Breathe that in. Okay. So before the break, we talked a little bit about, you know, you were giving me the gift of calling in and then you received the gift of some support. Okay. I received the gift of you calling in. I get to give support. Whenever we give, there must also be a receive, right?
Right.
So have you ever tried to give something to someone and they have not received it or not received it well?
Yes.
Okay. How do you feel when that happens?
Rejected.
Right. Okay. Okay. So do you suppose in your life there's ever been somebody who may have tried to give and you deflected it? Probably not consciously, but because you're not, you know, your receiving muscle wasn't very strong, that they may have felt that way?
I can't consciously think of anything, but I've been in a self-protective mode for a good part of my life, so it's possible.
You can imagine the possibility, right? So let's go here. I give myself permission to learn to receive so that others can feel as good as I do when I give.
I give myself permission to learn to receive.
So that others. Can feel as good as I do. When I give. Okay.
Monkeys just like rolling in laughter.
Yes, like, really? I didn't?
Oh, yeah. Like, wow. Gleeful.
Yeah, that's what I call the blinding flash of the dimmer switch. It's like the lights come slowly on and you go, oh.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when I hear people say I'm a giver and I'm not good at receiving, it's like, well, there can be no give without a receive. Like, it's impossible, right? Like, the receive may not be accepted and then it's not a give. Right. If I'm giving you a gift and you say, oh, no, I don't need it, then I haven't actually given it. I've attempted to give it, but it hasn't been given.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there must be a receive. So I choose to practice receiving from myself first.
I choose to practice.
Receiving from myself.
First.
Good. Breathe it in. Because that should be less scary than trying to just start in with big stuff from others.
Right.
Okay. So let's look at one of those emotional feelings that you have on the list. And if you feel comfortable saying it out loud, Diane, great. If you don't, it's okay. You can just look at it. Okay.
No, I can say it out loud. I'd like to.
Okay. Instead of I'd like to, I choose to.
I choose to be listened to and accepted as who I really am.
By myself. Okay, and I'm not meaning that alone. I'm meaning that you're the person who's receiving that. Okay? You're going to listen to and accept you just the way you are.
Okay. And the monkey says, well, in the past, you've always felt that was wrong.
Mm-hmm. I recognize I used to think that that was wrong.
But
I'm ready to try something else.
How easy and hard this is.
I know. And it's funny because it sounds easy, doesn't it? When you're listening and it's like, this sounds really easy. How could that possibly work? But it's like, wow, it's like sludging through muck. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's okay. We're going to get to the other side. We're going to get to high ground. Okay.
Okay.
So I recognize it's not the way I've done things in the past.
I recognize it's not the way I've done things in the past.
But I'm a good learner.
But I'm a good learner.
And I'm ready to learn to receive.
And I'm ready to learn to receive. And that's why I called today.
Perfect. Breathe it in. Now you've got the inner coach just showed up. It's going, that's why I was telling you to call. Thanks for listening. Okay. I listened to myself and received the message.
I listened to myself and received the message.
That was pretty easy.
You'd be there to help me.
Sorry, what?
Because I knew that you would be there to help me.
Yeah. Okay. And you were willing to receive it.
Yes.
So let's go here. I received the message from myself and I accepted it.
I received a message from myself and I accepted it.
And then I made the call and I'm receiving the help.
And I made the call and I'm receiving the help.
Okay. Okay, your monkey's having a good giggle now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like,
like, you've been waiting a long time for this woman.
Yeah, good. Well, let's go here. I am grateful it's arrived.
I'm grateful it's arrived.
And I receive with ease because I'm practicing from now on.
And I receive with ease because I'm practicing from now on.
Okay, breathe in. What'd the monkey just come up and say?
Just lots of grief.
Okay. I let that grief go and allow gratitude for learning to receive. I let that grief go.
I let that grief go.
And I allow gratitude.
And I allow gratitude.
For learning to receive. I'm ready for that.
For learning to receive. I'm really ready for that.
Okay, breathe that in. I'm the one who's learning to receive.
I am the one who's learning to receive.
And I accept that about me.
And I accept that about me.
Okay, breathe that in. Where I was just based on where I was.
Where I was just based on where I was.
Where I am now will change because I'm learning to receive.
Where I am now will change because I'm learning to receive.
There you go. See, now you felt yourself going into that pit, but see how easily we can pull ourselves to the top side of the line again.
Yeah, that feels grounded.
Yeah. Okay. And I said we were going to get you on solid ground. So here we are. Okay.
Yeah.
So know that whenever you go over to the other side, to that down place, that pit, whatever it is, that you can and will repattern yourself to the other side if you choose to. Okay. And please know that it's not me that did it for you. I could not have done this if you had not reached out, asked for help, and be willing to receive it.
Yes.
That's Otherwise, I would have been sitting here talking to somebody else.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, this is great.
Good. So
I can't wait to listen to the playback.
Okay. So we're going to just do a little bit more because that. What's the opposite of weak and vulnerable, Diane? Maybe strong and grounded.
I was going to say proud and strong.
Okay. I'm going to use the word grounded because you said I feel grounded. Doesn't mean that we couldn't get to proud, but it might be too big of a leap. Okay.
Right.
So I give myself permission to be in this strong and grounded place as my normal way.
I give myself permission to be in this strong and grounded place.
As my normal way.
As my normal way.
I practice it consciously, and it'll become a habit.
I practice it consciously, and it will become a habit.
I like this feeling way better.
I like this feeling way better.
There you go. Breathe it in.
And the monkey says, and you'll also draw more of those kinds of people to you.
Yes! I am loving your inner coach showing up.
I have a really strong inner coach, but like I said, this was felt like a big ball of wax.
Yeah. And so the inner critic, if you can see the inner critic as helpful and see the inner critic as just pointing you to the other side of the line, and that those two columns that I had you do with the, you know, and I talked to Jackie about too, that line down the middle, that's right out of the book. It's chapter 10, Crossing the Line with Ease. And it's just like, that's, you can just, you know, almost anytime you can have a pen and a piece of paper. Right. Mm-hmm. And so instead of trying to figure out, why am I feeling this way? Who made me feel this way? How come I have to feel this way? How long do I have to feel this way? What's the root of it? All those crazy making questions. It's like, okay, what's the opposite of this? How do I want to feel? Okay. And so you said that you're feeling, you know, weak and vulnerable about receiving. And it's like, okay, so how do you want to feel about receiving? You want to feel strong and grounded and receive from a place of that. Okay. I'm going to ask you to jot down this little phrase.
Okay.
And the phrase is, yes, thank you. And I'm going to ask you to practice that little phrase. So when anybody says, can I help you with, or could I, you know, like they come into the kitchen and you're finishing up the dishes and they say, can I help you with, instead of saying, no, I'm all done. You go, yes, thank you. Could you, you know, rearrange the tea towel? It doesn't matter what you ask them to do. Okay. But when anybody offers assistance to you, that is your cue to say, yes, thank you. And then think of something that they can do. Okay, because you know how good it feels when you walk into a room and say to somebody, can I help you with that? And they say, yes, thank you. Could you just grab this? Right? And you also know how it feels when you walk into a room and say, can I help you with that? And they say, no, I'm fine. And you're watching them struggle and you're like, what? Why can't I help you? Okay?
Right.
It's not about you not being able to help them. It's about them not being able to receive it. And you unconsciously and not intentionally have been doing that to people around you.
Okay.
And rather than being upset about it, it's just like, okay, that's an easy fix. I just learned to say yes, thank you, and start receiving.
Right.
And you will be amazed at what starts coming into your life. And I look forward to hearing from you. You know, feel free to call in a week or two or three and just say, Suze, remember when you said, if I practiced yes, thank you, here's what's been happening. Okay.
Okay.
Super. Thank you so much for calling in, and I'll send you that code so that if you want to continue and do some more work a little bit deeper, you'll have that 40% off coupon to use.
Okay, great. Thank you very
much. Thanks so much, Diane. We're going to chat with Jen right after the break. I just need to do a quick station break here, and we will be back in 2 minutes and taking a look again at remembering what's really important and focusing on how we want to be. And so, Jen, I know you're listening in, and I know that you've done a lot of work with me. So if you can start focusing on how you want to be, I'm sure you already have been. All the people who are calling or listening in, just how do I want to be? And we'll be back in 2 minutes. I'm Suze Casey. Are you ready to integrate belief repatterning into your everyday way of being? Discover effective ways to flip your switch between your own inner critic and inner coach. Changing your thoughts changes your behavior and creates the outcomes you desire personally, professionally, physically, and spiritually. Join me for the teleseminar. Over 3 weeks, you'll receive focused, individualized coach practice time, and we'll walk through the book. I'll support you with more practical suggestions. Your $99 investment also gives you access to our learning center and recordings of all the calls. For upcoming dates and to register, visit beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com, or call 403-286-9380. Learn how your inner thoughts and self-talk affects your behavior, your energy, and the energy of others. You can and will repattern anything you choose. If you spoke to your friends the way you speak to yourself, how many friends would you have? Most of us are very aware of the damage the words of others do to our perception of ourselves. But what we aren't as aware of is the severity of the damage we do to ourselves with the insistent chatter of our inner critic. More than the words of others, it is our own self-talk that determines our outcomes, whether success or stuck, in all areas of our lives. I'm Suze Casey, encouraging you to move through that old limiting self-talk with a one-on-one session. You'll find all our licensed practitioners on beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com. We all offer individual sessions and ongoing coaching programs. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, and welcome back. And I'm looking forward to connecting with Jen from Victoria. Thank you so much, Jen, for your patience in waiting for so long to get through. Are you there?
Yes.
Super. So Jen and I have done a lot of work together, and we were exchanging some texts back and forth, and I'm glad that you called in. So how can I be of support to you now?
As you know, we've been working together on getting me out of sort of this little pothole, as I've been referring to it.
Nice.
You know, it's nothing like two years ago when I was in the big pit, and you helped me successfully, you know, navigate out of that. And so I think it, you know, probably a lot of fear and just having the strength and confidence to know that I can do this, and I can be successful, and I can do it without going back on any sort of antidepressant, or, as my doctor suggested, to reintroduce the birth control pill as it has hormones, and to try to figure out if that's an answer. But it just, that doesn't feel right to me. And so just looking for some confidence. I think I can do this, and I have moments where I'm doing well, and so it ebbs and flows.
Mm-hmm. And so thank you very much, Jen, for calling in, because there's a couple of things that I just want to help the people who are listening in be aware of. Number one, we don't prescribe or any of that kind of stuff. But one of the things that was interesting is that Jen was able to get herself off of antidepressant medication. And so, you know, I believe that there is a place for those medications, but as a lifestyle, you know, most people who are there as a lifestyle know that that's not where they want to be, because there's side effects. And so you want to be living in as healthy a way as you can be successfully. Okay. So, you know, doctors are going from their perspective, and what their perspective is let's switch up the chemical composition of your body. And absolutely, that is going to help things. Changing up the chemical composition will help. Here's the thing, is that our thoughts create chemicals in our body. And so, you know, the feeling that when you're really excited, it creates like an adrenaline. And you know that when you're, you know, really sad, there's other, you know, I don't know the names of all the chemicals, but there's other things that rush through your bloodstream, and they affect every cell of your body. And so working with the mind along with any kind of things that your medical doctor is doing is a really super thing to do. So I just want to put that out front for people so they recognize that. The other thing that I'd like to just comment on before we leap in and do a repattern is I loved how you call it a little pothole instead of the pit. That's great. And that's not something I've ever thought of or considered. So thank you for that. You're going to be hearing about the little pothole now, because that's what happens when you repattern. It doesn't mean that whatever's going on necessarily will go away forever. It means that when you go there, it won't be for as long. It won't be as deep. It won't drag you out and take you out. And so, you know, you're now able to work and function. It's just challenging sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. And where
and
is
I
it?
I think it's that fear of the pit coming, you know, it's that old habit, that old pattern.
And you're aware enough to know, and you've read and studied enough to know, Jen, that, you know, that fear will manifest itself if you cannot move yourself to the other side of the line. So I loved how you said, I can do this. I can work through this. I want more confidence. Okay. So is there another word for her there? Yes. Let's find out where it is. I'm just going to the book, and I'm going to the little pocket full book, which is the 999 words that just raise your vibration. And I'm in the first half, second, page 8, page 9, page 10, page 11. So what I'm doing is I'm just muscle testing on myself to find out what the energy is of the word that Jen wants. Okay, column 1, column 2, section 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. The word is raise, R-A-I-S-E. Okay?
Yeah.
And this doesn't mean that you haven't been raising, okay? But as you know,
I've sure been giving it my all.
You have been, and this is just an opportunity to find another way, okay? But one of the things that's been happening is you've been trying to raise from a place of fear, right? You've been giving it your all. You've been pushing it. You've been trying really hard. You've been doing everything you know, like all of that, right?
Yeah.
So let's see if we can raise from the upside of the line.
Okay.
Okay. So I give myself permission to raise myself from the supportive side of the line.
I give myself permission to raise myself from the supportive side of the line.
Okay.
Okay.
I recognize I've been trying to raise myself up by pulling myself out.
I recognize I've been
trying.
I recognize I've been trying
to raise myself up.
To raise myself up.
By pulling myself out.
By pulling myself out.
And that's worked.
And that's worked.
Up until now.
Up until now.
And now I'm ready to learn a new way of raising myself up.
And now I'm ready to learn a new way of raising myself up.
Nice. Breathe that in. Okay, and I just want listeners to be really aware of how quickly her energy is shifting back and forth across that line, okay? What I'm doing is taking you back and forth on it, and it's like that awareness. It's like, yeah, because you gave it your all. You were really trying, and it was a perfect thing for you to do at that point in time. This is now, you're just graduating to a new level, sweetie. So you did really great at it, at like grade 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and now you're in junior high. Okay. And so that's not to put you down at all. Junior high is a great place to be. Or maybe you did a really good job of it at grade 7, 8, 9, and now you're in high school. You're just graduating right to a new place of learning to raise yourself up.
Right.
So I choose to raise myself up with ease.
I choose to raise myself up with ease.
Okay, breathe that in. Now, interestingly enough, the words that have come up for Jen over the last little while have been easily and gently, which is why I'm using them, because we've repatterned that, right? I'm ready to raise myself up in a gentle and easy way.
I'm ready to raise myself up in a gentle and easy way.
It sounds like more fun.
It sounds like more fun.
Okay, how's this sitting?
Good.
Okay, I know how to raise myself up and I'm moving it across the line.
I know how to raise myself up and I'm moving myself across the line.
When I am in an up place, I reinforce it and raise myself from there.
When I am in an up place, I reinforce it and raise myself up from there.
I know how to do that.
I know how to do that.
I'm learning to raise myself up in a new way, and it feels, and you can complete the sentence. I'm learning to raise myself up.
I'm learning to raise myself up in a new way, and it feels amazing.
Okay, breathe that in. How's your monkey?
Okay.
Yeah. I have confidence I can learn a new way of raising me up.
I have confidence that I can learn a new way of raising me up.
Monkey okay?
Yep.
Fabulous. I'm a terrific learner. I'm raising myself up in new ways.
I'm a terrific learner. I'm raising myself up in new ways.
And I keep shrinking those potholes.
And I keep shrinking those potholes.
I listen to myself and raise myself up in ways that are supportive of me.
I listen to myself and I raise myself up in ways that are supportive of me.
Okay, now I'm hearing confidence in your voice, and I think when you listen back, you'll hear confidence in your voice. Are you feeling confidence?
I'm feeling more confident, yeah.
Super, super. I really appreciate you calling in. I appreciate your patience with waiting for so long, and we've got like 1 minute left on the show, so I need to say goodbye to everybody, but I'm going to give you a hug, and I think we've got a time booked in.
Yes, we do. Thank you.
Yeah, you connected with the office, so that's great. Okay, take good care. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for calling in. This is Suze, and we've been talking about crazy making questions that pull you off center. And next week, we're going to talk about crazy making questions again. And the one what crazy making question that we're really going to focus on is, what should I do? What should I do? I don't know what to do. What should I do? So this is Suze Casey reminding you that you can and will repattern absolutely anything you choose, and sending out a great big vote of gratitude to Jackie from Revelstoke, Diane from New York, and Jen from Victoria for calling and joining me today on Flipping the Switch. Take care, have an awesome week, and we'll see you next week, same time on Contact Talk Radio. Bye for now.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
The 2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.